It's Ian Pickus. We are back in the Congressional Corner today with New York Congressman Mark Molinaro, a Republican from the 19th District in office since 2023. Just Mark, welcome back.
Thank you, Just Mark. You know, it's funny. There are people in the community that will walk up to me and say, I know, it's Just Mark. And I do mean it. The title is temporary. The relationships are more important, so...
Now, you are hoping that the title will last longer than this term. You know, people are kind of just, I think a lot of people are tuning in to the election for the first time now that it's just a few months away. Why do you think you should be sent back?
First, I've made representing and serving the people of upstate New York my life. I mean, truly, my family and I believe in this concept of public service. I, from the 19-year-old mayor right through serving now as a member of Congress, you know, I've lived and breathed the challenges that face our communities, high taxation, high cost of living, high housing costs. We've seen the policies, in particular out of Albany, that have forced families out of upstate New York, businesses out of upstate New York. But you know what hasn't left is the hope, the persistence, the resilience of the communities and the people who still work hard every day. And they need a fighter. And I don't mean that, as just rhetoric. They need somebody and want somebody who knows it, who's lived it, and is ready to fight for them. These last 2 years, I tell people, I'm quite upfront about it, we should have been more productive. We should have gotten more done. But in a House of Representatives that, quite frankly, and in a city like Washington that is notorious for generations of being far too dysfunctional, we've been very functional. I'm the second most bipartisan member of Congress, as acknowledged by the Lugar Center, the fifth most productive member of Congress, 37 separate bills adopted, 11 signed into law, 5 standalone bills, everything from mental health to law enforcement, from services for those with disabilities to providing assistance to those living with substance use disorder. I just kept my head down, my voice loud, and my eyes forward, and I'm hoping that the residents of upstate New York will give me a chance to keep fighting for them.
Well, let me follow up on something you said. You know, if you're reelected, there's a good chance in January you would not be voting for Hakeem Jeffries for speaker. What would you say to somebody who says, yeah, you know, Mark seems like a good fella and a pretty moderate member of his party, but the Republicans who run the House just don't deserve to stay in charge after a lot of chaos this term?
Well, first, I would offer if you're voting for your most, you know, sort of local representative, right? We're the last of the local offices, and people kind of make fun of me for saying that. But the truth is, your member of Congress is still, I hope, going to the grocery store like my wife and I are. We're still hanging out at the parks, going to Little League, and you have a connection with us. But if you forego that, if you eliminate that relationship simply to vote on what you think will occur if leadership gets reelected, you're dismissing half of your power. You're kind of turning over your local voice and giving it to a national politic. Because, by the way, Albany is, for instance, a great example. Albany is all one party. Do we think that upstate New York gets its voice represented equally in the state legislature? Just because the other party or your party may be in a position of leadership doesn't mean your district and your communities are getting the representation they deserve. So I ask people, truly, think about who is going to represent you and your interests, fight for you and your interests. That's number one. The other is, though, listen, everything we've done has been bipartisan. Anything that's passed this House has been bipartisan, and I've been at the table negotiating from debt ceiling and fiscal security, which I helped negotiate. 7 members of the House of Representatives have their hands on the debt limit renegotiation from last year. I'm one of them. To appropriations bills where I've blocked not only conservative measures that I think have no place in those bills, to some liberal measures that, quite frankly, the taxpayers shouldn't have to shoulder. Negotiated bipartisan spending bills that provided resources to our district and the people that we represent. And so I just would offer that, yes, the first half of this year, this term, was not as productive as it ought to have been. And that's because personality and politics got in the way. But I'd offer to you, only a few days ago, we saw personality and politics on full display in the 16th Congressional District of New York. And there is the same kind of political division on the Democratic side as there is on the Republican side. It's just highlighted now because we're in the majority. I can assure you the Hamas protests, the differences between Israel and Palestine, and some of the more extreme wings of the other side of the aisle will be on full display if they're in the majority. And so I just think that we ought to focus, and I truly ask my constituents to consider who knows the life you're living, who knows the challenges you have, and who's going to advocate for them most effectively. That's where your vote is most powerful.
I wanted to ask about the results in the 16th district. So everyone's trying to take some sort of lesson from Bowman losing the Democratic nomination to Latimer. Do you see any sort of lesson in that outcome?
Yeah, don't be a jerk. I mean, the fact is that everyone's opinion in isolation is relatively right, right? Spending a lot of money does influence the outcome of elections. Sure, $26 million being spent on one side will motivate and give you resources to have a strong campaign. But that doesn't wash away the positions, the behavior, the politics of the candidates either. And I think in the case of that district, I'd point to something similar in my district, which is the voters there picked a pragmatic executive, George Latimer and I have served together when I served as county executive, who simply had his finger on the pulse of the whole district. And Jamal Bowman has just acted irrationally too often. And by the way, get along with him just fine. But there are things that he has said and done that put him at odds with his own constituents. And I would offer to you, I don't always get it right in my district, but I love the people I represent. I respect the differences we have, and I celebrate the fact that when I don't get it right, I'm going to work hard to try to get it right. And I think you saw, however, a different behavior on display, that when you add $26 million, you add the behavior and you add the avoidance, or at least not representing the majority or the large majority of your district altogether, it leads itself to losing. And therefore, that loss is deserved, and it's the way it works. But I would offer out loud, kind of like my work with Pat Ryan, George Latimer, two Democratic county executives, we're pragmatic people. We want to solve problems. We may not see those solutions the same way. We're going to have differences, certainly. But I think that district took all that to note and made its decision. But the posturing that comes after is silly, right? It's not just the money. It's not this party, this group of voters versus that group of voters. I think when you add it all up, he wasn't any longer reflecting the majority of his district, and therefore he lost.
What was a time when you got it wrong and changed your mind on something in your district?
Well, I will tell you, I was wrong on same-sex marriage. I said so 20 years or 10 years ago, 12 years ago. And I said that having voted against it in the state assembly, I was reflecting the view of both my own personal view at the time and of the district. I've certainly evolved significantly on that because I think that everybody's human rights ought to be protected, and who you love ought to be preserved and protected and not questioned. Adults should have the right to act as adults with one another. And that's, for me, something that I evolved on, I think, appropriately. So I thank my wife as well for supporting that kind of encouragement. But even, by the way, I would say even on the issue of abortion, what I've said consistently is I will not support a national ban. I will not support Congress imposing its will on states like New York. And so for me, I don't know that that's an evolution as much as it's a very clear commitment to reflecting and representing both the people I serve and respecting women and the difficult choice that they have to make. And so I've been in elected office from local government, as you know, to state government, to county government. There are plenty of times that I didn't get it right. But I go before the public and say that, and we try to figure out how to get it right. The other is, here's the thing. This is the part I love. This is why I love being a representative, having been an executive for 24 of the last 30 years. What I love about being a representative is I learn something every day from the people I serve, because I've got to listen to what they care about. When women came to me after that Alabama court decision, conservative and liberal, saying IVF is an important tool that we use, we make a heart-wrenching decision. I know this because I've had some personal experience with IVF, but listening to women speak very candidly about the heartache and the challenge and the loss that they suffer. As a representative, if you're not listening to that and responding to that and reflecting upon that, you're not doing your job. For me, that's what I love. I'm listening, learning, and reflecting on the views of people with whom I agree and some with whom I don't.
And when we come back the next time, Congressman Mark Molinaro will pick it up right there. He's a Republican from New York's 19th district in office since 2023. And thanks for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.